Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How could that not be such a? I still get the goosebumps. I know you do, and that flourish toward the end there. That's only 75 seconds long. The national anthem is only 75 seconds long, folks. That's my favorite rendition of that, too, by the way. And if you can tell me, remind me who the band is. I forget which one that is. But anyway, it's welcome back. It's the 4th of July. We're celebrating. This is my 20th live 4th of July program. To be with you, and this segment and the next is just you and me. I want to talk about some things that are on my mind. I want to talk about the fact that we began with freedom. America began with freedom, and the world is better for it. You know, the first Plantagenet king of England, Henry II, is important to you and me as contemporary small business owners because he's considered the founder of a legal system to which entrepreneurs, you and me, to which we owe our freedom to be. Henry II's intelligence was only exceeded by his ambition. And his attempts to consolidate all the 12th century, the 1100s, all of the 12th century British Isles under his rule created the need for order. If he was going to do all this, he had to have order. And while the subsequent reforms that he produced, legal reforms, were intended more for his own political expediency than to just empower the people, those reforms actually gave birth to a body of law now known as English common law, which replaced elements of the feudal system that included such enlightened practices as trial by ordeal. Well, six centuries after Henry's death, the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and property rights that evolved from his reforms and their enhancement by the Magna Carta in 1215, all those things were being established across the Atlantic. In the colonies, a group of malcontents, now we know them as the America's founders, they envisioned, created, and fought for a new interpretation of Henry's legacy. Their plan was different because it did not include kings. It was sans kings. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here, no kings, no dominant church." In The Origins of the Bill of Rights, Henry W. Levy noted that freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions. Those conditions, as Thomas Jefferson so artfully wrote in his Declaration of Independence, were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These were 18th century words for freedom and embryonic conditions for which the 56 signers of Jefferson's document put their lives and liberty at risk on July 4th, 1776. Even though they didn't all sign on that day, they all accepted that July 4th was the day that they declared independence. But America's founding documents weren't perfected until they perpetuated the rights that were as John Dickinson declared a decade earlier in 1766, quote, born with us, exists with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives, end quote. By definition, entrepreneurs take risks, but only when freedom is converted into liberty to pursue and accrue success are those risks acceptable. Thank you, Henry II. Research shows there's a direct connection between the rate of new business startups and economic growth. And the American experiment has demonstrated that a healthy entrepreneurial environment fosters national economic well-being. Thank you, founders. Without their vision, courage, passion, and sacrifice, it's doubtful that entrepreneurship as we know it would exist today. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, entrepreneurship is the force that renews the strength and reliability of that lever for each new generation. We began with freedom. Freedom to dream and to try. Freedom to succeed and to fail. Freedom to own and to enjoy. And to accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. Those were all parts. Those were all parts of Henry II's reforms. They were further codified in the Magna Carta about 60 or 70 years later in England. And the founders brought them here, those concepts, and they ran them through a crucible, and they made those tenets what we have in America today, which is all of that, but without a king. That's what we call it. The closest thing we have is our central government, right? Our federal government, where we elect new people to lead us all the time. That's the beauty of our system, and we owe our founders for that. We began with freedom, and liberty was made manifest. We began with freedom, and entrepreneurship was born. We began with freedom, and capitalism flourished. America began with freedom, and the world is the better for it. Happy Independence Day, my friends. It's the 4th of July in America. 20 after. I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.